Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks so much for your time. I know it is a busy time this afternoon. Must be good to have cricket back after that 5-day lockdown last weekend.
Yeah, it's great. The players are being able to get back out there and enjoying what they do on a Saturday afternoon. It's great to be back.
Now, I've had a look at some of the locations. They've been training the house down over the last week or so. They must have been chomping at the bit to get back from that lockdown, getting back into training. For this year, Travis, obviously going to the one-day games, is it something that the club is looking at potentially doing on a permanent basis, or are you looking at going back to the two-day games?
We've actually got that in front of the clubs at the moment to consider. We had a president's meeting probably about three Saturdays ago, and there was a couple of topics we had on the table, and one of them was fixturing for next year. So we've actually asked the club to go back to their members and basically tell us what they want.
Yep. And what's the initial feedback that you're getting? I mean, an outsider looking in, like from a spectator's perspective, it must be good to have the one-day games because it's that action. I know there's still, you know, the big hits, the sixes, the fours and everything in the two-day games, but just puts that little bit of pressure on the players to get those big scores in a one-day game.
Yeah, no, it certainly does. The one-day, you know, there's a result every week. So yeah. There's a new game, you're in the game every week. The games are much faster. Much faster for not only the players, but the umpires, the scorers, everyone involved. So, the one days have been great. There's been some really close games, and it's been a great opportunity to trial it this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Travis Harling is the president for the Bendigo District Cricket Association. He joins us on the Sideline View this afternoon. And you've only got a couple of rounds left of the season proper, and then you head into finals. I know you can't really predict who you think's going to win the premiership, but has there been any surprise packets for this year, especially this one-day format?
No, it's probably been a little bit more even because with the bowling side of things, you know, your bowlers can't bowl, you know, 20 and 25 overs, so you're restricted in what you can do when you're bowling. So it's made teams think a bit more about, you know, the complete sort of, you need five bowlers and not being able just to rely on a couple. So, look, the top four, you know, it's pretty much, I wouldn't say it's locked down, but, the top four are probably settled at the moment with a couple of rounds to go.
Yep. So it's, I guess, you know, as you said earlier, the one-day games, there is a result every round and it only takes one over really to change your game.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The other thing is, I mean, so it happens in any sport, but particularly in cricket, you can have a bad day.
Yep.
At least you get to move on and you get another crack at it next week. As opposed to if you miss out with a bat, you got to go and field all the following week and then possibly field again before you get another hit. So you get a pretty quick turnaround to redeem yourself.
And from the juniors' perspective, Travis, how are the junior numbers looking for this year? And are you always on the lookout for juniors?
Yeah, we're always looking to grow our juniors. The numbers have been okay this year. We thought they might have been a little bit higher than what they were. But some of the thinking we got back from some of the clubs and parents was when it was registration time, coming out of COVID, some parents were a little bit reluctant to get kids back involved so soon. They were sort of just hanging back just to see how it all goes. So hopefully, we get through this year and we get through a winter and our numbers are stronger next year too.
Hey, Travis, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and let's catch up in a couple of weeks' time as we get closer to the finals.
No worries, not a problem.
That is Travis Harling, the president for Bendigo District Cricket Association, joining us on the Sideline View. It is Gold, Central Victoria.